Good evening, folks. It's 8:30 p.m. here in Hyderabad, and the weather is awesome. It's been raining in bits and pieces, but I think Hyderabad now has a very good monsoon. But I hope we just make sure that we conserve the water. The biggest problem with rains also is the increase in dengue in our community. It's alarming to see the rate at which dengue is being spread across the city. And one big problem is waterlogging. I think we need to make sure that at least we don't do anything in our house that can cause mosquito breeding. To give an instance, I make sure that I clean my bathtub daily and there's no waterlogging happening there, because mosquitoes need only two things: blood and water. I think that's where they'll thrive. Today the mesh guys came to our house and they have done the meshing of the washrooms as well as the front door. So feel pretty protected now that mosquitoes will not come in as we open the door. Basically, we also want fresh air to come in, and just keeping the doors closed because of mosquitoes was really not helping us. So now I think from tomorrow onwards, we will be able to keep most of our doors and windows open. And hopefully you won't have any uninvited guests. That said, today was a pretty hectic day. A lot of unplanned activities. And that was something that is always going to happen. But what was most disturbing for me, and I want to talk about this before I move on to other topics, is that in today's Hindu paper, I read that every third kid in India dies because of malnutrition. I mean, we are lucky that we have so much food to eat. But at the same time, those who actually deserve food are not getting it. I see a lot of us wasting so much food. And that's a big sin. In fact, you know, it's alarming to see the amount of food that is being wasted. We have to ensure that we do not waste a single grain and we take only as much as we want. Somehow, no kid should die because of malnutrition. I think there's enough food in the world to feed everyone. I don't know how we can make sure that food reaches everybody. In this 21st century, kids still dying of malnutrition is really not good. Let's see what we can do about it, at least from our side. We should ensure that we only eat as much as we are supposed to eat, especially when we go for buffets. We do not waste food. That's very important. Today I had a lunch meeting with Sai. And of course, we had a buffet lunch. And my entire focus was to make sure that I do not waste food. I take only as much as I want. Just because it's a buffet does not mean that you overeat. That was my main focus, at least on food. But I had a good meeting with Sai. And he's such an incredible, charming and loving person. When I met him in the morning, he said, "Sir, I want to have a lunch meeting with you." I didn't want to say no at all. I know I had planned my stuff. I planned my day already. And that was something that was not expected. But I just wanted to make sure that I'm there for my trainees when they really need me. And I didn't want to deny that when I'm in Hyderabad. I just had to make sure that I still meet my to-dos for the day. So I had planned out everything, right from listening to podcast during my metro travel, reading how to use power meter while I was on the cab. So that really helped me meet my goals. So I didn't waste a single moment. And I actually enjoyed my trip. It was worth meeting Sai because every person teaches us something. And in my conversation or whatever, I always like to learn something from the other person. It's nice to know that he spent his birthday with his parents. So many good things about him. But also, at the same time, the human mind works in a very complex way. We get stuck at certain problems, and we do not know how to find a solution. And one such problem was, how will I be able to do a triathlon when I'm not able to swim even 50 meters? I'm running out of breath. And the simple solution to that was working on the breath. So sometimes we see a problem in a very complex manner, but there is a simple solution lying there. And that was one of the conversations that I had with Sai. One more thing I always told him was advised him, we should never fall ill. And the moment you get the first sign of illness, and that is the time you get a chance to work on it. Just being mindful and just being present within your body, you'll not have unwanted guests. And that's what we should all aim for. Why should we fall ill? 365 days, 24/7, we should be rocking. And that's my basic objective. that I want to achieve with all my trainees. It's not difficult, but there is a process that's involved in it. I hope Sai is able to be a better version of himself every day. Actually, I'm pretty excited for Sai because I really want him to learn swimming and really enjoy seeing him meet his goals. He has his eyes set on Ironman, and as a coach, it's my prime duty to make sure that he's able to meet his goals, which I'm sure he will do one day. He just has to be patient and keep persisting on it. I woke up at 3:30 today and I wrote my morning journal. The best part of today's morning journal was I completed one full book of 160 pages, which is roughly around 300 days or so of writing, because it says 160 pages. I don't know if it meant both the sides, but just finishing one book itself is a very big achievement for me. Writing my journal has really helped me move forward to be a better person in life, to see things in a different perspective. So that's something that I want to do till the rest of my life. Went with Srini to Zion Sports Club for a swim, and I actually enjoyed my swim today. My focus was just to be streamlined, not to sink my legs, and to swim as smooth as possible. It was nice to get comments from Sai that my swimming was so smooth that he could feel as if I was swimming like a fish. So that's a good sign. I'm happy with that compliment. I definitely need to work more harder on that aspect. I've been thinking of ways of improving my performance and endurance, and I believe that there is a smarter way to improve your endurance and performance within a limited time frame, and that's something that I'm working on. So we need to train smart. We need to be focused every time on what goal we want to achieve, and then keep working on it. Don't forget your goal at any moment of time. Whether you're traveling, whether you're sitting, whether you're recording a podcast, your focus should always be that goal. And currently for me, the focus is running a sub-3 marathon in TMM. Now, I don't know if it is going to be possible. I don't know. But I want to make sure that every moment I'm working towards that goal. What can I do efficiently now, this moment, even when I'm not running? Should I be running, increasing my running mileage? Should I be running 2 runs in a day? I don't know. Should I be having very high mileage around 80 to 100 kilometers a week? Maybe, perhaps. Is there a smarter way that is possible without putting so much mileage? Just focusing on certain nitty-gritties and stitching the plan together where I can have the same effect of 100 kilometer mileage per week by just running 50 kilometers a week. I don't know. I think I will get answers to this once I finish my race in TMM. I'm trying to get that intense focus. I don't know, somehow I feel confident that I'll be able to do a sub 3. We have to see. That said, I was racing against time today because I had to meet Sai for lunch. So after coming back from swimming, I did my 20 minutes strength training, did some work, had my breakfast, and then I cleaned the dog cage. And that's one of the biggest mistakes that I've done in my life, that I've caged my pet dog. I think no living being should ever be caged. It's a sin. I'm happy that I've just folded that cage. I don't want to cage any animal. Next time if I buy a dog, it's not going to be caged. It's going to be very much part of my family. And being part of family, it has all the rights to go and go all around the house. That's something that I have decided. Apart from that, I also recorded a video on airwalks. That was a request by Dr. Raj Chakravarta. So I wanted to do it, and it was in my list today itself that I had to record either an audio or a video. So I met my goal for the day. Now, I'm not too tensed about meeting my goals, whether I'll be meeting them or not. I think I'm confident that I'll be meeting most of my goals. And I know that there's going to be a lot of randomizations that are going to happen. But even through those randomizations, if I'm able to navigate through and meet my goals, I'll be pretty happy with it. And that's something that I'm liking. I'm not taking any stress on it. So that's it, folks. It's another fantastic day. And I'm really looking forward for tomorrow. Have another swim session. And I just hope that I'm able to solve size problem. Thank you guys, and have a fantastic evening. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.